6 minutes past 8 o'clock, and Devin DeLange, who's no stranger to the airwaves, he's the director of Dwell Properties, and is back in for another chat. This time we're going to be talking about Lux Zimbali. Nice to see you again, Devin.
Nice to see you too. Thanks for having me, Dev.
Lux Zimbali sounds gorgeous.
It is. It's a fascinating one. It's one of our definitely our most exciting developments we're busy with, Dave. If I can just take you back a little bit onto Zimbali, which fascinates me every time I drive in there, Dave. Like, I was with colleagues yesterday or the day before. You drive into Zimbali, it's like you're in another world. Completely, like, removed, this little sanctuary, direct beach access. It's absolutely incredible. And, yeah, if you just see what Zimbali's done over the years, Dave, if Zimbali in the 90s was this thing, this new way of living that launched, and it was bringing 24-hour security facilities and just this peace of mind on a safety level. And it was almost like the trailblazer, definitely in KZN, this whole new way of living, this estate living, and it's just gone from strength to strength. The golf course is mind-blowing. The hotels are incredible. The lodge, the facilities, it's just all-encompassing. Steph Buerta, who we spoke about now, he talks always about these little pockets of excellence. This is without a doubt one of them. If you haven't been in there, you need to go check it out.
Well, it's interesting. We're in the print process of our latest magazine, and there's a feature on particularly the rehabilitation of the dunes and the wild initiatives that are taking place. Because a lot of so-called eco estates, when I say so-called, they pay lip service to looking after the environment, and I think they try, but Zimbali takes it to the next level.
Whole another level, though.
Huge team of good people involved in making things, and there's exciting, and I'm just talking purely from the ecological side, but it must be great to live in an environment.
I think a lot of the states, I think Eleni is another special one that wasn't initially sugarcane fields that were rehabilitated, like a lot of our eco states, which is good. And it's amazing. It just takes years and years. Zimbali was obviously very niche, and it's just, I think, over, 30, 40 odd years of nurturing the land and looking after it and trying to create something special. A lot of the state is still under untouched indigenous bush. So, yeah, it's just flipping. It's so special going inside there.
Well, it's very mature. That's the thing.
Definitely.
So
fully established.
Now, Lux Zimbali is a development within the estate.
Correct. I think why I say it's definitely one of our most exciting is that it's the last developments in Zimbali, last sectional title scheme. Again, location, location, location is everything, even within these little pockets of excellence. So if you look at Zimbali and then you take the location of Lux, we located just behind the Capital Hotel. You can walk down to the beach club. You can walk onto the golf. You can walk to a lot of the facilities. The views over the course are exceptional. It's right in the heart of Zimbali.
Let's talk about now, for those who are in the market looking for a new home or an investment, what is the kind of buyer you're looking for Lux Zimbali? What is the lifestyle on offer there?
Dave, of our, so there's 40 opportunities at Lux. We've sold close to 30 now, so there's not a lot left. If you look at our typical buyer, it's normally a Zimbali lover who's lived in Zimbali their whole lives. They are obsessed about their estates and they're very proud of their estates. And this is either second or third property or an investment. Zimbali's definitely seen massive spikes on the short-term rentals just because it has so much to offer. It's more of a resort type estate. So that's definitely made up quite a big portion. And then your other is either second or third property. I think Zimbali, the North Coast, KZN, we've gone through a bit of heartache over the last few years on many levels. So I think that typical buyer who was looking for a second or third property, who were financially able to, KZN wasn't as appealing just due to the drama we had. But I think that hangover's almost now passed, and people are again coming off the back of May, June going, how's your weather this good in winter? And that market now starts to spike again. So yeah, it's encouraging to see that market coming back, looking at Zimbali as an option and Lux.
And what sort of homes are still available?
We've still got our three options. We've got our garden condos, which are definitely more suit your end user, a lot more private, nice little garden areas, beautiful north light through into the villas. So yeah, those are the garden villas. We then have our golf course facing villas and condos. Villas meaning you don't have anyone above you or below you. You own your little piece of paradise. And then the condos are made up of four. You have two on the ground floor, two above. So yeah, we've still got those three options. Pricing between $5 and $6.5 million.
Okay. Now, anyone listening to this and interested in finding out more, how do they get in touch with you for a site visit?
Straight through to Dwell Properties. You can get hold of us directly, go through to our page, or go to Lux and Bali. If you just Google that, you'll see a bunch of handles popping up. Jump onto the website or on our social handles. Very easy to get in touch with us. Nicole or myself would love to take you on a tour and go explore something very cool on the North Coast.
Still available, but not for long. As you, if you've just joined us and you're wondering what you've missed, don't worry, you haven't missed a thing. It'll be up as a podcast shortly, and you'll be able to hear all about Lux Zimbali and what is still available, and how Dwell Properties and Devin DeLange will be able to assist you to get that new investment or new lifestyle. Either way, you're the winner. Devin, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Just one more thing, if I can mention.
Sure.
I didn't mention earlier. We just started handing over Lux, so it's not this dream anymore. The whole development is now complete. We're doing the final snagging. We've actually got our first homeowners who have moved in. So the product's complete. You aren't buying off plan. There's no uncertainties. You're touching, you're feeling, you're looking. You can walk around our show units. So it's definitely the best time to come check it out.
So no more building.
No.
Ah, well done. That's always a win.
Yeah.
So there it is, folks. The hot news. You heard it on Radio Life and Style on The Morning Show.